Welcome to the Wisdom from the Word podcast. I'm Alan Chambers, your host. As always, feel free to share this podcast with anyone you know who might be interested. If you like, you may email me at wisdomfromtheword1@gmail.com or check out our website at www.wisdomfromtheword.org. Today, I'd like to give some election reflections. I intentionally waited till after the election because I didn't want to get caught up into all of the noise about the elections and all people taking sides and what have you, because it is not my purpose to take either side in the election. I confess, when I look at this election, my first thought is relief. It's over. And I know it's not really over because I know there's still some states out and there are still some challenges going on and all that, but at least I'm not still bombarded with all the ridiculous commercials, all the calls, all the texts, and all those kind of things. Now, please understand, I'm not being flippant about this election or any election. It is important. We are blessed to live in a country where we have free elections, and we get to participate in the process of who will be our leaders. That is a privilege that many people in many countries do not enjoy. And we are blessed to enjoy that privilege. And it is a privilege and it is a responsibility. Elections are something that we should give thought to, that we should give prayer to, and we should think clearly and thoroughly about who we're going to vote for. But as I look at this election and where we're going with elections in our country in general, I confess there's a part of me that each election I see, I think, you know, it really can't get worse than this one. But unfortunately, then the next election comes and it seems to get worse. That is sad, and it should not be. And one of the things that troubles me, especially with Christians in elections, is that there seems to be this idea that anyone who disagrees with my perspective, who disagrees with my choice of who I'm going to vote for, is not just wrong, but evil and sinners. One of the realities that we have to understand is that there are real Christians on both sides. There are real Christians who voted for Trump. There are real Christians who would never consider voting for Trump. There are real Christians who voted for Biden, and there are real Christians who would never consider voting for Biden. That's just the way it is. Because whether you voted for Trump or Biden does not determine whether you're a Christian. What do you think of Jesus Christ is what determines whether you're a Christian. Real Christians are on both sides, and we need to understand that and comes to grip with that. Now, I think some people wonder, well, how can this be? I mean, we talk about the Bible being the Word of God and the Bible telling us clearly what is right and wrong. So why don't we all agree? Well, I think one of the biggest reasons is because we're not voting for right or wrong. We're voting for people. We're voting for flawed people. We're voting for flawed parties. And in some ways, our system also is not perfect. So, yes, God has a standard, and there is an absolute right or wrong. There is no doubt about that. But when we look at political candidates, each of us has to look at their positions on various issues and decide, what are the issues that I can't compromise on? And the truth of the matter is, we come to different decisions. Now, it's okay to debate those decisions, to even argue about them. But we also need to respect one another and understand that we can disagree and still love the Lord. Real Christians are on both sides of the issues. And I wish we could understand and accept that. And even when we disagree, continue to treat each other with respect. rather than so much of the junk that I've seen on Facebook than this election season's and previous ones as well. The second thing that I wish that we could understand is, no matter whether a candidate wins or loses, no matter who is in the White House, we as Christians do not need to freak out. Because no matter who is in the White House, God is still on the throne. Now, one of the things that comes with age is perspective. And I've lived long enough to have seen presidents elected that I liked and voted for, to see presidents elected that I did not like and did not vote for. And I've lived through both. And the fact of the matter is, elections matter, but in terms of my and our day-to-day existence and day-to-day life walking with Christ, they usually are really not all that important. Because we're called to follow Christ. No matter whether the person in the White House is someone that we want to be there or someone that we wish were not there, our call is first of all to follow Christ. And we don't have to freak out no matter who's sitting in the White House. Because yes, it matters, but not ultimately. Ultimately, God matters. And we have the responsibility to continue to seek Him, continually pray, and continually walk with Him. Another thing that helps with perspective is if we just look at the scripture. I'm reading right now in the Old Testament, particularly in 2 Chronicles today. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 24, it is talking about Joash, one of the kings who was a good king. Now, one of the things I have to say is when you look at the kings of Judah and Israel, there were a lot of bad kings. But the thing that struck me today is even when you look at Joash, one of the good kings, he was flawed. He was not perfect. As you get it around verse 17 and 18 and thereon, it talks about how as he got older and Jehoiada, one of his counselors, died, he was led astray and let things slip in the kingdom in terms of the following of God. The point is, God does and has always used flawed people. Because unfortunately, that is the only kind of people that exists. We are all sinners. We're all flawed. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about yourself, your buddy, your family, or the president. Yes, prayerfully take seriously our responsibility to vote, our responsibility to participate in the process of selecting our leaders. But always remember that ultimately we're called to follow Christ. Again, I'm Alan Chambers, and this is a presentation of Wisdom from the Word. Feel free to share this podcast with anyone you know who might be interested. You may email me at wisdomfromthewordfirst@gmail.com or check out our website at www.wisdomfromtheword.org. Thank you for listening. See you next time.